Masechet Makot Perigimel Mishnah Yud Gimel Mishnah says, Yada Tefach, the strap had a handle that was one Tefach long, Ve'rochba Tefach, and the width of the strap would be one Tefach, so it was long enough so that when the sinner was hit by it, Ve'rosha Magat Al Pi Kereso, that the tip of the whip reached the edge of his stomach. The strap had to be long enough so that when eventually the sinner was hit by it, that the tip of that strap reached all the way over his body and all the way to his stomach. Umakeh oto shelish milefanav. When he was getting hit, the person who was hitting had to hit with 1/3 of the lashes onto his chest. Ushtei adot mileaharav, and 2/3 of the lashes on his back, which he would divide up by each shoulder. Ve'eno makeh oto lo omed ve'lo yoshev ela muteh. He wouldn't hit the sinner while the sinner was standing or sitting, but he was leaning over. He would be leaning over. Shne'emar ve'pilo ha'shofet. Like the pasuk tells us that the judge will lower him, so he's going to be lower. He can't be all the way down, and he can't be standing up regular, but he's lowered a bit. V'hamakeh makeh biyado ahat bekol kocho. The one who was giving the malkut would hold the strap with one hand, and he would strike with all of his strength. Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Yudalid. When malkut is given, one of the dayanim reads different pisukim that fit the theme of the punishment. There are three dayanim who are usually there. One of them would read the pisukim. The second judge would be there and he would count how many lashes have been given. And the third judge would announce before each lash that he should hit. Mishnah says, HaKoreh, Koreh, Im lo tishmor la'asot ve'homed ve'iflad ro'et makot echav et makot. He reads the pisukim starting from Devarim, where it says that if a person is not careful with the words of the Torah, he violates the mitzvot and the name of Hashem, then Hashem is going to hit that person and their children with all steady, great blows. And some have in this Mishnah, then he goes back and reads this pasuk again, but commentaries take it out. It doesn't make sense in the context. It would make sense only at the end of the pisukim. And they continue with another pasuk. Ushmartem et divrei haberit hazot. The judge reads that a person has to keep the agreement with Hashem about following the mitzvot. And then a third pasuk. Vehotem vehu rachum mechaper avon. And they conclude that Hashem is merciful and he forgives sin. The dayan should try and finish these pisukim when the malkut is finishing. If he sees, he should try and calculate how many lashes are supposed to be given. And if it's a lot of lashes, read these pisukim slowly. If it's not many lashes, he should read them quickly. And if he finishes too quickly, he starts over again to read these pisukim. And he should end also with the malkut. And that's what we write over here. V'hozeh le'tehilat ha'mikra. After he finishes these pisukim, he goes back to the beginning and reads them once more. We learned in the second perek that if somebody kills by mistake, he goes to an ir miklat. Here the Mishnah will tell us that a court attendant who is administering the lashes would not go to the ir miklat because it's a mitzvah. If he's giving the malkut, v'imeh tahad yado patur. If the one who was getting lashed, the one who was getting whipped, if he died by the hand of the Bet Din when he was receiving Malkut, the person who gave him the Malkut is Patur. He's exempt from Galut, even though he killed somebody here, Beshogeg. Inadvertently, he did so while he was engaged in a mitzvah, and therefore, he would not have to go into Galut. Hosif lo od retzua ahat vamet, hare ze gole al yado. But if he added any more lashes than he was supposed to, let's say he miscalculated and he counted wrong and he gave extra lashes and then the sinner died as a result, in that case the person who was whipping him would go into exile for killing him, because he wasn't a mitzvah to hit him more, and therefore he is guilty for killing him inadvertently, and therefore he's not exempt from the galut. Nitkalkel ben bere'i ben bemayim patur. If while receiving lashes, the person who was getting lashed went to the bathroom, he couldn't control himself and he went to the bathroom, whether he went to the bathroom with waste or with urine, patur, he would be exempt from the rest of the lashes. At that point on, he received such great embarrassment, and the goal of the malkut that he was getting was embarrassment. The pasuk tells us The whole point is venikla achicha le'enecha, that your brother's going to be disgraced or degraded before your eyes. So if somebody goes to the bathroom publicly like that, that's enough of a disgrace, and we don't have to continue to give him the rest of the punishment. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'ish bere'iv ha'isha b'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, only a man is exempt from lashes only if he soils himself with waste, with going to the bathroom in that way. But as opposed to urine, if he only urinates, that would not exempt him, because that's not such an embarrassment. But with ha'isha b'mayim, but a woman who is much more sensitive to shame, even a lesser shame, like urinating herself, is enough to exempt her from the rest of the malkut.